Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Behind the Sport, the show where we go way beyond the box score. This isn't your average sports recap. We're talking real stories, raw moments, and stuff nobody else is covering. From exclusive interviews to behind-the-scenes vibes, this is where the sports gets personal. I'm your host, Giovanna Scroggins, coming to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Before we dive into more of the episode, I want to start off with some NFL talk. There is some breaking news that broke this morning, and being in Dallas, I woke up to almost having a heart attack with the Cowboys trading with the Pittsburgh Steelers to receive George Pickens. The trade details are as follows. The Cowboys received George Pickens and a 2026 sixth round pick. In exchange, the Steelers have a 2026 third round pick and a 2027 fifth round pick. I have a bunch of questions surrounding this. Why did the Steelers decide to move on from Pickens? I know, you know, he's kind of this diva in the league, but I mean, let's be honest, how many wide receivers in the league nowadays are divas? There's a lot of them. But how's that going to fit into the Cowboys locker room? What does this mean for the Cowboys in terms of their win now mentality? Are they doubling down on Dak? They're going to give him more weapons. And this NFC division we are in is crowded. Pairing Pickens with CeeDee Lamb is going to be really, really interesting. Obviously, under a new head coach with the Cowboys, this is going to be what I hope for, a dynamic, high-powered offense, but I'm not going to put anything out there just yet. George Pickens, you know, he's still fairly young. I believe he's like coming off of, he's going into his last year of his rookie contract deal. So this is going to be interesting. Welcome to Dallas, George Pickens. It's going to be interesting to see, is he either going to be a potential headache or is he kind of this misunderstood talent that maybe the Cowboys can get their hands on and really figure out and then turn him to a superstar to pair with CD and Dak. It's going to be an interesting Cowboys season, and that's for sure. I can't wait to watch them. Hopefully, they'll be good. Anyway, stay tuned. We've got even more Behind the Sport coming your way. Next guest is up right after the break. This is BTS live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Welcome back to Behind the Sport on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. Up next, we have a special guest coming to us talking about all things social media, specifically on the sports side. I want to welcome in Justin Emmert. Justin, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Doing pretty good. Cannot complain. I want to start with you kind of being essentially this founder in the social media space. You've been around the space since 2012. You have a bunch of different pages. Let's start right there. Talk about your pages.
Sure. So, dating back to 2012, obviously the influencer market was pure chaos. You know, there was no companies like you see all these agencies popping up to date. So, back then, it was kind of like the wild, wild west, and back then it was followers. No companies were really sure, what this influencer growth was that we had yet. Obviously, fast forwarding 13 years now, influencer is the number one thing to have for, marketing for a lot of these companies. Being in the space so long has given us the opportunity to collect some unique handles along the way. Our first project was at Cabo. My business partner, Jeff, who regrettably couldn't be on this one, he'll be on later to introduce himself. We started a travel agency out of Cabo, just buying that Cabo handle. That grew to 200-something thousand followers. After that, we've added in some pages like at Colorado and some others. And then, we had the opportunity about 2 years now to move into the sports space, which is where I got introduced to you guys. Since then, we've bought in the handles at College Football, at Fantasy Football, and at the Universe. We have a total of about 700,000 followers across the board, doing about 30 to 50 million views per month during the season, and looking forward to growing our partnership with Sports Overnight America and some of you guys' new shows.
What makes the sports pages so different? I know you talked about, having some travel pages, but specifically looking at the at College Football and at Fantasy Football, why are those pages so different because they're sports related?
Yeah, so the way I look about it is that, if you ask me what my end goal would be for these pages, I tell investors and I tell everybody the same thing. We are the only at College Football that exists on Instagram. We are the only at Fantasy Football that exists on Instagram. There will never be another at College Football. Maybe somebody can change the L's to I's or spin off whatever they want. But we have a verified account at College Football, at Fantasy Football. When you look at the market and the way everything's going in the sports industry, one of the most, I think, interesting pieces, components of that market to look at is the NIL market, right? The transfer portals, these kids are now getting paid. Coaches are having a hard time dealing with it. You listen to, you know, what Belichick has to say about it and Tom Izzo and a lot of these other very influential coaches in the industry, especially, you know, you look at Nick Saban and his departure from Alabama. It's how do we utilize what we've got on social media in a positive aspect to highlight players and their characteristics off field? You know, when we look at the space, if you ask me where I want to head with these sports pages opposite of, you know, in Cabo and travel, the goal is pretty simple, right? You want to get visitors to use your concierge service, and you want them to use any of your partners that you have, you know, generating money this way. With the growth of social media and the sports accounts, we would like to conquer the NIL market. We'd like to conquer the recruiting market. I mean, if you look at what we have right now at college football, you know, we've got a total of, I think, about 270,000 followers on that page. It's when college football hits a couple million followers, what we can do with that market share. You know, if you ask me, I want to be able to put myself in a position where if an athlete is, you know, a five-star recruit, but nobody knows who he is, I want to be able to put him on my page and, you know, after advertisers and people see him for a couple posts, you know, whether we get 10 million or 20 million views, I'd like his NIL brand to 10X. I'd like education, you know, so I'd like schools to come to me and say, hey, we're building out these new workout facilities. We're doing this special, you know, thing for our athletes, and I'd love to do behind scenes on that. And now all of a sudden I'm controlling the recruiting market to some aspect. I mean, when you look at the power of social media and the power of these unique handles, really the sky is the limit. And that kind of brings us to our partnership with Sports Overnight America. You know, when I looked at it, the problem was simple, is that radio and social media, they share a ton of synergies with listeners and people that are engaged. And we wanted to replicate the stuff that we've had on social media into the radio space and kind of really blow up your guys' brand as well in the social media space.
You talked a lot about NIL and the recruiting process, and I think that's something that we've mentioned on the show before, but it's also something that's really close to my heart, because a lot of these athletes, even if they have the resources to, you know, put their highlights on Huddle and have these extensive highlight reels and have the phones to, you know, talk to coaches, because social media is a recruiting tool that coaches and schools reach out to athletes on. But outside of that, kind of giving athletes an advantage, a leg up, if they come from disadvantaged backgrounds where they don't have as much as a lot of resources, they can reach out to pages like yourself and be like, hey, this is my one shot to really get noticed and put my name out there. I'm an athlete that works hard. Here's my highlight reel. I want to, you know, have a 30-second video of just broadcasting me. And that is put out to 1 million people. So I think what social media is turning into on the sports side is something really beautiful, but it also comes with a little bit of a negative thing on the backside, right?
Absolutely.
These athletes.
Go ahead, Giovanna.
No, I was just saying, like, are these athletes kind of turning into, are they going to care more about their brand? Are they going to care more about their social presence, where that's going to make them more robots? Is that going to make them a little bit more money hungry? And kind of going into that realm. So there's pros and cons to both sides of it.
Absolutely. And that's an interesting point, because when we look at the market, the NIL market, you know, there's been conversations that we've had where it's like, do we start opening, because I'm from South Florida, I live in South Florida, do we start opening conversations with these schools like Heritage, IMG, St. Thomas? Is it like now a situation where high school athletes are going to need to be prepared for the next level by the time they're already sophomores and juniors in high school, because these coaches and these brands are already reaching out? I mean, you look at examples like Bryce Underwood U of M Michigan quarterback. You look what Dave Portnoy did in bringing in investors to get that guy. I believe he was formerly committed to LSU. They brought in $10 million, and now Bryce, as a, you know, an 18-year-old athlete, is signing checks worth $10 million. Is it the sports agent's responsibility to take care of that essentially child and make sure that they're making the right financial decision? Is it a job where we need to build out a firm that reaches out to these guys at a young age and says, look, we need to start your brand at, you know, a high school level to make sure that by the time that you guys are getting these NIL deals in college, it's already from a positive fashion. You know, that it's all very interesting because you look at, you know, again, to bring up Nick Saban and some of the coaching legends that, you know, made their way up in football, a lot of them, if you look at how they personally treated their athletes and their kids, it was a part of their family, right? You know, one of the most interesting things that's been going on is a lot of these Georgia athletes that are having issues with DUI and things. And it's, you know, it comes to the attention like, okay, they're in the media for some negative reason at this point. What can their agents do alongside of what we're providing from, you know, the views aspect to help these kids live a more positive, you know, brand forward initiative in the public eye? You know what I'm saying? So it's going to get interesting. And really, it's only been over the last couple of years that NIL market has been a serious, serious talk. But I think we're only going to see it get worse and worse in terms of, you know, how much are these kids getting paid at a certain age. And so, you know, the importance for us is if athletes are doing positive things in their community, if they come from a broken background and, you know, they've made their way out of it and they are succeeding, taking care of their families, taking care of their friends, whatever they're doing, we want to share stories like that. You know, we want advertisers that are going to come work aside the athletes that we're promoting in such a positive fashion that we're giving something back to the community as well. Because, like you said, social media has a lot of negativities along with it. I've been in the space working with, you know, millions and millions of followers for so long that I'd like to do something different and I'd like to provide positive aspects to the community. So that's, you know, my two cents. And again, we'll only see the industry grow from here. And it really is up to coaches, right, players, families to try to put this into a positive perspective.
Right. Well, I think it's going to be beautiful. Thank you so much, Justin, for joining us. I appreciate it.
Giovanna, anytime. And like I said, we're looking forward to be back on with my partner, Jeff, to talk more about Sports Overnight America and our partnership. And thanks again for having me.
Yes, of course. All right. Stay tuned. We got a next guest up here on BTS Behind the Sport.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Welcome back to BTS Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I want to welcome in Jacob Byerly. Jacob, how are you?
Doing amazing. How are you, Giovanna?
Doing really good. I know we have a lot to talk about, but I want to start with our real MVP discussion, bringing back this segment. We haven't done it on the show in a long time, but I figured you'd be the perfect person to kind of give us your real MVP. I know you want to give one from NBA and possibly one from NHL. We don't talk a lot of hockey on the show, so I'm excited to kind of dive into that. Go ahead. Give me your two real MVPs.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. We'll start with NBA first, obviously. Maybe I have a little bit of bias being a Denver kid, but I'm going to have to go with Jokic. Jokic has absolutely dominated this year's playoffs. He is second in points, first in rebounds, first in steals. We've never really seen a dominance like this, and especially with the win last night, two nights ago, against the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's just absolutely huge what he's doing right now, and I do believe the winner of that series is going to be the MVP in the NBA. So it is, Shai could have the next best, six games in a row, and Jokic could lose the MVP. But as of right now, if he keeps playing the way he's playing and the Nuggets advance, he will have the MVP in his hands. But Shai could easily win that. It's going to go either series, but after watching that, that first game, I really think the Thunder, just pure inexperience, showed. You saw Shet miss those two crucial free throws at the end there, and then they actually fouled Jokic they fouled Aaron Gordon while Jokic was off the floor, and that's crucial because the minutes with Jokic off the floor are the top minutes for the teams to win, because Jokic just does so much for the Nuggets. And, that's just a huge mess up by the inexperienced Thunder in the playoffs. And they're actually 5-9 versus teams not in the top eight. So it's pretty interesting to see how this one's going to go. So if I'm going to have to take, gun to my head, I'm going to have to go Jokic.
It's interesting because we get this early MVP matchup in the semifinals. And I think that was a gift from the basketball god. So thank you for that. But if Shai loses, does he lose out on the MVP? And if Jokic loses, does he lose out on the MVP conversation?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I think it is. And just like we saw in the NFL this year, it was, Lamar and Allen. There you go. It's getting settled right here. And it got settled. Allen won the MVP, and it was over. And you can make a good argument that Lamar should have won. Totally different topic, but you could say that, I could say that's the same situation here with Jokic and Shai. And like I said, tonight, they play here in about, 3 hours. This is going to be the biggest game of the series so far, biggest game in the playoffs, I'd say, because, these are the two obviously best teams in the West. I would say they're significantly better than the Warriors and the Wolves. And if you think the Thunder were tight, game one, like, they're going to be really tight now, because if you go down 2-0 and then you got to go back to Denver, Denver's an extremely tough place to play, a mile above sea level. It's going to be difficult. So, yeah, I see this as a must-win for Shai's MVP race and for the Thunder tonight.
Let's shift gears to a little bit of college football. You kind of wrote down a really interesting stat, and this kind of ties into what Justin and I were talking about a second ago with NIL and everything. But from 2018 to 2019, there was approximately 1,561 FBS players to enter the portal. That was kind of the first year of the transfer portal era, right? Mm-hmm. May 2025, 3,200 FBS scholarship players have entered the portal. That is astonishing. And I want to get your take on why, when, and how.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think it's a number of things. And I think we're seeing it, and this is not just football. Because we were going to focus on college football. You know, I only pulled the college football numbers, but I think it's pretty astonishing. I think it's scary. I think if anything, you know, I think it's affecting all sorts of the game. I mean, it goes down to, you know, I can say from being a young man myself, I'm only 20, and, you know, I've gone home and seen the high schools. This is affecting even high school level. Kids are just transferring. You know, this new idea that, oh, if I am not going to start or I'm not going to play right away, instead of, you know, working up that old way of working up the depth chart, that's gone. That's completely gone. And I think, you know, from a player's side, that's just crazy. Because, you know, guys like Tom Brady would never happen in the state, because he's never going to – if he's the seventh string quarterback in Michigan, he's going to go with three other colleges because, you know, he's going to get tampered with, because schools can just call, be like, hey, we'll pay you $300K to come down here. And me being a 20-year-old just like these guys, I would take – you know, if someone called me and said, hey, let's go $300K for me to play at Coastal Carolina, I'm probably taking it too. And – It's certainly a problem, and I think the NCAA needs to do something about it, you know, whether it's a salary cap, and I'm not the only one who thinks this way. We saw Deion Sanders say, you know, they need to step up and do what the NFL does. You know, they kind of opened the magic box of NIL, and there's just no rules, and it's causing chaos. You know, we're losing the ability to coach players, I mean, to truly better themselves. And I think you see Tom Brady talk about it. The game is just getting worse from every level. You know, the NFL, people are saying it looks worse. You know, it's just really, you know, people aren't developing. And I think that's scary. I think that's a real, real scary thing.
I talked about George Pickens earlier opening the show today and how he's now going to be coming to Dallas playing for the Cowboys. But I also said, you know, he's kind of touted as this diva in the league. And he's not the only one. There's a lot of divas in this league. But can we really blame and label these players as divas if the system is literally setting them up to be a diva? I mean, like you said earlier, you're paying these kids, emphasis on kids, millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of millions of dollars. No, exactly. The education is lacking on so many levels when it comes to really telling these players, hey, yes, if you work hard, this is your reward. But that does not mean the second you do not get your way or what you want, you leave to go get more money, or you leave because you don't want to put in the work to get there. And yes, there is some players that still live and die by that motto, and my hats go off to them. But as we see in these transfer portal numbers, there is lots of players that are just looking for the next paycheck, if you will, and kind of looking to build their brand and what's going to be best for them. And I think we're going to see a little bit of a shift. I mean, we kind of saw it with Shadur, right? Projected to go first round of the draft, he fell all the way down. And that, you know, rumors out there speculating about, you know, his temperament, his character, obviously, you know, his background. We know he's a great quarterback. I don't think he should have fell that far when you're looking at just pure talent and ability.
Continue. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, but I mean, yeah, I just like, it's amazing to see the kind of consistency in these players when it comes to their mentality of thinking.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I think it's you know, Shadur, I want to touch on, there's two big things I want to touch on before I forget. Here's the first thing, because I didn't write it down. I think another huge aspect, and this is something that I really saw as scary. So I don't know if you saw earlier, it was about 3 weeks ago, Nico's little brother, Madden, he left Arkansas, and he already collected his $300K from, he was a freshman. He was a freshman in high school, went to Arkansas as an early spring recruit, got paid $300K, then left to UCLA, hopped in the portal, went to UCLA with his brother, And now Arkansas is planning to legally sue him, which they probably have a really good case for, considering he completely voided the contract. And I think that's where it gets scary. Now we're going to have schools suing teenagers. So let's call what he's a 19-year-old kid with poor, and it's just it's really sad. It's really sad to see, because you're get, like you said, you know, the development's gone because the reward's just there. And you know, when you know, I'm a kid too. I probably, if I'm 18 years old with $300K, I'm probably not making the best decisions myself. And it just, I feel like it opens up a whole box of problems, because when you start having, you know, kids literally getting sued by these universities, I mean, that's going to be an issue. And, you know, to top off the second point I wanted to say, top off with Shador, I think that was to stick it to Dion, because I thought it was insane how I think it was, you know, I was actually kind of happy it happened, not to the extent that it did, because he tried to really rewrite the whole draft process. He told which teams he was going to go to. And I don't think he's remotely in that position to do that. You know, he wasn't this generational talent. He didn't just, you know, win a natty, take Colorado. Yeah, you know, he took them to a 10-2 season, but me being from Colorado, they got killed in the Alamo Bowl. What did you really do? And, you know, he got his number retired. I thought that just was just bad publicity over, you know, a Colorado quarterback who literally won them their only national title. And, you know, and I think it was just a message to Dion that, you know, you're not going to do this, because no one wants to deal. And I saw someone break it down this way. Here's what happens. He is kind of the worst quarterback ever, because if you don't, let's say you draft him as a backup, right? You don't think he's good enough. You're gonna
right.
Have to hear it
right.
From Dion.
Exactly. Exactly. Unfortunately, Jacob, I have to stop this conversation right here, but I want to continue maybe in another show. Jacob, thank you so much for joining us. I do appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Stay tuned. BTS, more up next.
You know what's better than a limited time deal? An unlimited time deal. That's why the Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag with a Junior Bacon Cheeseburger, 4-piece Nugs, Junior Hot and Crispy Fries, and small soft drink is available all the time. Because the best time for fresh, never frozen beef and Applewood smoked bacon is all the time. Duh. I feel like I'm repeating myself a lot. For the best deal of all time, gotta be Wendy's.
Unlimited time does not mean forever. U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska, Hawaii, and California via third-party delivery. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever...
celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to BTS Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. I want to welcome in the one, the only, Nico Beef Sauce. Nico, how are you?
Hello, my friend Giovanna. I'm doing amazing. And listen, between soccer and all the NBA action that we've had so far, I got to say I'm a happy guy. Usually we kind of wait for the conference finals to kind of get those crazy matchups and get all hyped up. But the NBA playoffs so far have offered such amazing moments, and I would love to get through them with you.
Yeah, you can say that again. I think the NBA, we've had some very, very, very good matchups. I want to start with the Knicks and Celtics. Did you foresee the Knicks winning game one and now leading that series going into game two against last year's NBA champs?
Nobody anticipated that. And listen, I mean, this game has to be very historic because, first of all, we're facing a time where, for the first time ever, all the teams that are on the road and win game one. And that's pretty special to me. And the Knicks to do it at TD Garden, we all know the grudge between Boston and New York. To come back after being down 20 in the Garden, and I'm going to say, I didn't expect it. And I also feel like the players, the Celtics players didn't expect it, because I saw them kind of relax. I saw them kind of take some bad shots. And New York, plain and simple, made them pay, don't you think?
Oh, 100%. I think, you know, that New York Knicks team is on a mission, and they want to prove themselves that they are a team that people need to stop sleeping on. And I'm one of those people. When I look at NBA basketball, do I mention the New York Knicks in my top five basketball teams? Not often, but I should start doing that. I think it's going to be a really interesting series, but who do you think is going to come away with this?
Celtics are going to come away with this. Everybody knows that. And I feel like even the New York Knicks know it, even though they won game one. I'm sure they're really confident. They're very happy. They feel satisfied. But the Celtics are going to come out guns blazing today. They're going to take a decisive win against the Knicks. And I'll be quite honest with you. I'll be very surprised if Knicks win more than one more game in this series.
I'm going to have to agree with you on that one. I would also be very surprised. But the surprises did not stop there. Pacers currently lead the Cleveland Cavaliers 2-0 going into game three. That's probably even more of a shocker. And listen, this Pacers team, they're a good team. But I think it's a shocker because how dominant Cleveland was all season. But because they were so dominant, have they run out of steam? Is this kind of where we see them fall apart a little bit? Give me your take on that series.
I think the Cleveland Cavaliers are obviously a great team. They have built up to this, you know, because like Darius Garland, Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, these players have been playing with each other for at least a few years now. And this is kind of like the season where they're standing out. The injuries are a good excuse to use, but never good enough for me. Guess what? Injuries happen. You still have to come up with good plays. You still have to come up with a team effort to put these games away. And there's actually no excuse for, you know, a month ago, Haliburton was voted one of the most overrated players in the league by NBA players. And now he's coming up with a series. And I feel like he's putting everybody on notice. If he keeps this up, it's going to be very, very hard to call him overrated again.
Yeah, I saw something earlier today. It was a video of kind of that famous song, and they replaced the lyrics. Instead of "what the helly," it's now what the Halliburton. I don't know what's gotten into him, but he's definitely leading that team right now against the Cavaliers. Let's shift gears down to the Warriors. I know you mentioned injuries. Stephen Curry is not going to play, I believe, in this next game. What does that do to the Warriors?
I mean, Stephen Curry is one of the best players in the league. Definitely the best players in the Warriors team. Nobody can say anything about that. Again, injuries happen, and basketball is full of them. And a lot of times, you know, you see players that don't get injured often. You know, they happen to get injured in the NBA playoffs. Stephen Curry is coming up with his first muscle strain ever, and it's a grade one. So he's going to be out for about a week. I do think that the Warriors have to do the same thing that they did in game one. Play hard, play defense, play as a team, move the ball around on offense. And they still have great players. I mean, Jimmy Butler is an absolute beast on both ends of the floor. So he should step up and lead the Warriors for a couple of games until Steph is back, and then you're back on your way. I don't believe in excuses, because if they come up with a big win here in this series and they get through them, they're getting very close to their goal, which has to be the conference finals at least.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. But I really like the Timberwolves. I really like the Timberwolves. And
yeah,
my winner is honestly Minnesota in this series. But I think Minnesota is going to have a tall, tall task ahead of them if they make it past the Warriors.
You know what makes that matchup very interesting for me is that Minnesota definitely is a team that counts on high energy. I mean, Ant is always all hyped up. Gobert is cleaning the rebounds and playing amazing defense. And I feel like the Warriors, although they have some veterans in that team like Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler, and Steph, are definitely not young bucks. The rest of the team can kind of match that energy and meet them at the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would have to agree with you there. I think the Timberwolves, obviously, they have kind of the perfect mix, in my opinion. They have the veterans, and they also have the youngins, which makes this beautiful, diverse group. And I think Absolutely. That's what we've been seeing and why they've been so good. I think that first game was a little bit of a fluke. Obviously, if they win game two, everyone's going to say, oh, Steph was hurt. Steph was hurt. Speaking of excuses, right? But I do want Minnesota to come out on top in this series. And who do you think they're going to be facing off against? OKC or the Nuggets?
Listen, I feel like for people that are just watching teams, right? Like, and this is a really good example of kind of how to forget what's what and who is who. The disrespect that Denver Nuggets are getting in this matchup against OKC is absolutely insane, Giovanna. Are you listening to me? Like, they're treating the Denver Nuggets. I know they had a bad year. I know that the coach just left, but Jokic, Aaron Gordon, like, these players are putting everything on the line. And then you obviously have Canadian superstar in there as your point guard. And then you also have Russell Westbrook, which is not the best player in the world right now, but he's going to put out a lot of effort. He's going to make big plays. And ultimately, he's the one that assisted the buzzer beater. I'm not a Westbrook fan. I'm saying this with all due respect. Do not undermine the Denver Nuggets. They showed up in that game. That was not their game to take, and they stole it away from home. Let's see what happens, because if they get one more, OKC's confidence is going to be out the window. Hey, and by the way, Chet had to make those free throws. It's unacceptable to
yeah.
be 0-for-2 from the free throw line at that point in the game. Am I right or wrong?
Right, 100% right. Definitely unacceptable. I mean, come on, you're 7 foot tall. You're halfway mm-hmm. there. You should be able to knock down those free throws.
Yes.
But I want to circle back, because you brought up an interesting point about Russell Westbrook, and Aaron Gordon actually came out and said he really wants to get a ring for Westbrook. And I was like,
yes.
Gordon, screw Westbrook, get a ring for yourself. I mean, Aaron Gordon outside of Jokic and, you know, all that. I mean, this Denver team is stacked. But Aaron Gordon, for me personally, has been a standout in this series. And even though I love OKC and I love SGA, I think Aaron Gordon might be the deciding factor between these two teams. Obviously, Jokic is going to do Jokic things, but we know he's going to do Jokic things. OKC knows he's going to do Jokic things. And he has a tough matchup in the paint with Chet. So I think outside of that, it's interesting.
Yeah, I agree with you. And also, I would like to add that OKC, you know, they're a team that, you know, consistently they haven't been in the playoffs for the past few years. And now they're having a team where it's really strong. It's doing very well throughout the regular season. And they're used to playing a type of basketball that they just like overpower teams. Teams are just like rolling over because OKC's offense is so fast, so explosive. They score big buckets and they never let you get in the game. I mean, they did it to Memphis in the first round. Everybody saw Memphis get slaughtered by that offense. But don't forget, teams in the playoffs, knowing they're going to face you for at least, you know, in a series of seven games, they will adjust to your style. They will literally study you and come up with ways to counter your strongest voice on offense. So OKC has to find solutions now because whatever they're doing is not working. Tight games like that, they can go either way, and Denver won the first one.
I asked this question to my last guest, but I want to ask you as well. If Jokic loses, does he lose out on MVP? And similarly, if SGA loses, does he lose out on MVP?
Is it unequal? I'm going to give you an honest answer to this. I really don't pay any attention to who wins MVP. I'm sorry to say this. You can be mad about it, whatever. But I honestly feel like win your games, lead your teams to finals, lead your teams to trophies, and whoever wins MVP wins it. This season, I believe Jokic has to win MVP, win or lose this series, because he's clearly one of the most influential players in the league for the past, I don't even know how many years.
My only argument to that would be, and first of all, I do agree with you on that. I think the MVP conversation turns a lot more political than it is just 100%. Basketball at the end of the day. But the only thing I would say with Jokic, I think he has a little bit of a uphill battle when it comes to getting this MVP, only for the fact that he's won it multiple times before, right? SGA, you know, leading a young team to a deep playoff run for the first time. I think when you look at, again, the political lens of things, they are going to probably give SGA this ring. However, if SGA loses this series and OKC gets knocked out, I don't think SGA is going to get MVP. And I think it's going to go to Jokic.
I love your breakdown because it literally proves your own point that, you know, there's so much political or there's so much outer influence that comes into the MVP award that, you know, it's kind of like, oh yeah, SGA has never gotten it before, so it'd be cooler for him to get it. And you know, Jokic's got it multiple times now, and SGA has a young team. That it's more than basketball. It's kind of like a popularity contest, and there's always two or three front runners, and whoever wins it is very happy and their fans are happy, and whoever doesn't get it is all upset. So what are you gonna do?
Yeah, it's definitely for sure a popularity contest. But I know you also had some exciting sports action. First of all, you know, Nico and Tyler, for everyone out there listening, Nico and Tyler have an amazing sports show. But you had something that was kind of historic and really exciting in soccer world happen. So yes, I want to get into that.
Yeah, absolutely. So me and Tyler, First Touch every Friday, 5 p.m. Eastern, and, you know, Inter faced Barcelona yesterday in an absolute crazy game. Regulation time ended 3-3. Overtime, Inter won that game 4-3. A lot of records were broken. Tune in Friday at 5 p.m. Me and Tyler are going to break down all the action for you, my friends.
That game alone had to be really cool. I mean, imagine being there.
Oh my goodness. I feel bad things to be there. Thank you,
Ivana. Well, thanks, Nika, for joining us. Stay tuned as we wrap up the show on BTS, presented by Innovative Wellness Center.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All right, welcome back to BTS Behind the Sports Show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center. This show has been really, really interesting and really good, from talking about NIL conversations, sports, and the social media side and that industry of things. We shifted gears into some NBA talk, some college football, and just the whole world of sports and everything that's going on right now. It's an exciting time. We just had the Kentucky Derby end, and then of course we're in NBA and NHL playoffs. Go Stars! Really excited to see Dallas in this series. Maybe we'll clutch a Stanley Cup this year. I want to say, you know, Dallas, the Stars did it right when we traded for our now star player, and then I think we get some other players back on our roster to play, I believe, against the Jets. So that's going to be a very interesting series to watch. But that's going to do it for us today on BTS What a Ride. Huge thanks again to all of our guests for pulling back the curtain and sharing those stories you definitely won't find in a box score. Be sure to tune in next week for yet another exciting episode with even more incredible guests and insights from the world of sports. And don't forget to subscribe, share, and keep following us for all the latest updates. We are on YouTube at Behind the Sports Show, streaming on all major platforms where you find your favorite sports podcast. And we also are on Instagram at Behind the Sports Show. On Instagram and on TikTok. So make sure you're going on there, you're following, staying up to date on all things sports, and our sports content on there. We'll be back here same time, same place for another episode. Be sure to keep celebrating and keep being curious about what happens behind the sport. I'm Giovanna Scroggins, and this has been BTS on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Innovative Wellness Center.